BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
This is Thursday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and it is a good one. Wow, what can I say? I have tried to learn the Welsh national anthem, and I will perform it, you'll hear it, before the end of the show.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything for you, but what I heard on today's show and what you're going to enjoy on today's podcast is something so extraordinary.
Thank you. Do you mean that in a good way?
Yeah, it was amazing.
For a first go, I was told it was going to be Saturday. Anyway, whatever. Also, we get Welsh rugby hero Shane Williams on to give me some tips for my first rugby match at the weekend. And on Where Do You Think They Were, our listener Kelly gets all the details of where she was conceived from her dad, Tim. And he doesn't hold back.
Scott Mills.
So the plan is, Where Do You Think They Were? Another listener gets the honour of finding out the story of their conception from one of their parents at 1:40 this afternoon. Bangers, me and Chris, we pick a song each at 2:40. And then at 3, Shane Williams off of rugby is going to talk to us before my first ever match this weekend. Bit nervous about that because he's kind of a big deal. Ella, can you help me?
Yeah, I think so. And to help explain who Shane Williams is.
Well, I know he's off of rugby.
Yeah.
And he's quite a big deal.
So he's actually scored the most tries for Wales, I think.
Yeah, you're not even sure. Listen, I gave this fact yesterday. He is, if I'm right, he's Wales' leading try scorer. He's a rugby legend, this guy.
Yeah, he is.
He is, Scott. If I could make an equivalent sort of level that you would understand, he is the Babe and Bondi of Instant Hotel. He's a star, you know, Scott. Does that make more sense? He's the Conchita Wurst of Eurovision.
So he's like the main guy?
The main guy.
Yeah.
Well, also, I'm going to have to impress him with my Welsh quite soon.
Okay, well, I'm actually fluent in Welsh.
Hiya.
So I can help you with whatever you need, really, hopefully.
Well, just the whole anthem, actually, if that's all right.
The whole anthem?
Well, verse and chorus.
Okay.
Well, before we get to you helping, how's it been going for you, Scott, with the anthem preparations? We haven't talked about this yet.
I've written it down.
Yeah, okay. You, I mean, have we told you this? We want you to perform it at the end of the show today.
Today?
Today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're good for Saturday, but we were planning on seeing the show out.
But it's Thursday, babe.
Yeah, I know it's Thursday. Do you not remember the team meeting?
I was told Saturday.
No, team meeting we had yesterday was... this is classic you. You were looking at your phone at the time. I did wonder if it had gone in. Producer Will said, right, so we'll see out the show with the national anthem tomorrow. It'll be wonderful. Shane Williams can introduce it, maybe, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, see you tomorrow, fine. Yeah.
So all plans have, you know, it's going to be a wonderful moment at the end of the show.
Ella, help me. What do I do?
Have you got, like, a phonetic version of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say definitely, that's your best bet.
Well, look,
it's not that difficult in the phonetic one.
I totally agree with you, Ella, because actually that is what this comes down to, Scott. People can come on and give you advice and try and teach you it, but you do need to go for it. Do you want to just give us a couple of lines of how you're getting on so far? Maybe Ella can just correct you.
Okay. My hen glad van hard iron and oily me glad by her that can't tour your head wagon free.
All right, let's stop you there then, Ella.
That's actually really good, apart from the cantorion bit.
Okay, can you go through that with me?
Okay, glad by the cantorion and walk on no free.
It's getting there, see? It's getting there.
It is.
Go on, Mills.
It's actually really good.
Yeah? Go on, you need to do the Welsh Prouds here. We need this by the end of the show. If not, it will just have to be Saturday. But I'm hoping end of the show. Let's get the pressure on a bit. Go on.
Scott Mills.
Josephine, happy birthday. Off to Vegas. Nice. Brendan says have a good time. Hey, Rachel in Oxford. Only just over Instagram crashing, if she's honest. Oh, right, no one told me last night. I thought it was my phone. I was going like, I was trying to send a WhatsApp to someone, a photo on WhatsApp for like 2 hours. Why did no one tell me?
Oh, it's all quite pathetic. I mean, didn't everyone think that they had a virus as well? Did I see Lindsay Lohan tweeting Instagram? And she put on the tweet, she was like, can you contact me, please? As if they're going to get back to her one problem, logging into Instagram.
Might do that.
Oh, maybe, Lohan. Actually, yeah. Fair point.
Kaz, where are you?
Hi, well, I'm at Scarlett's Rugby Club.
Hiya. Oh, I think I've done a gig there.
Most, I thought you were going to say, oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of the team. I was about to go, really? Are you?
Are you at Parker Scarlett's?
I am.
Yeah, I've done that. I was on before Jess Glyn.
Okay.
I'm speaking to Shane Williams quite soon. Apparently you know what I should ask him.
Some ideas.
Okay, any will be fine.
Okay. Well, we were just discussing with the team, actually. The way we would put it is he's the Jay-Z of Welsh rugby. what the team would also like to say is, for Shane Williams, I don't know how much he knows of you, Scott, so we've sort of said that you're the Nigel Owens of Radio 1.
And what does that mean?
He's one of my faves.
Well, have a look. Nigel Owens, he's a very famous referee.
Scott, this is the guy, right, so it's so funny you say this, actually, because I wanted to put a YouTube video that I found of some of his great, great moments on the show, but Scott looked totally disinterested when I tried to explain that it was the best bits of a referee. And we never end up doing it.
How interesting can that be?
The guy, he's like a law unto himself. Like, he just says it how it is to people.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yes, yes.
No nonsense.
Yeah.
Like myself.
Yeah. I'm going to play you a bit, because okay. then you can compare and contrast with yourself. Because I think he's quite different to you, but I like the analogy.
Okay.
I don't think we met before, but I'm the referee on this field, not you. Stick to your job and I will do mine. If I hear you shouting for anything again, I'm going to be penalising you. This is not soccer. Is that clear?
Oh, I love him so much.
I'm scared of him.
Yeah, he's like a head teacher.
Can you give me one question for Shane Williams, please?
Right. Okay, so the team and I would like to know whether or not he would be able to rap the Welsh anthem.
That's an amazing idea.
All right, I'll put that to Shane, all right, Kaz?
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Thank you so much.
And thanks for introducing me to Nigel.
No worries. Glad to do so. Scott
Mills. Now it's Where Do You Think They Were? How do you feel, Kelly?
I feel sick.
Pardon?
I feel sick.
I thought that's what you said. Do you know what? You are an absolute hero. You are. Thank you so much for stepping up. I know it's a tough ask.
Indeed.
Do you know what? You're going to start a lovely family tradition, though. You're going to hear how you were made, and then one day you'll be able to pass on that to the next generation, the next generation. It could become a thing. It's a wonderful thing we're doing today.
Family horror, I think, not tradition.
So why are you doing this? You're just a thrill seeker.
No, so it's been a bit of a thing between me and my dad for the last few weeks, and I played one of your podcasts to my dad, and yeah, it's just sort of spiraled out of control, and he's been calling me a chicken and things. So yeah, I applied and got a call.
Right, I really enjoyed this. Actually, that's a great tip. If you're listening at the moment and your parents are like, what do you mean? Literally, get the podcast, play it to them and go, that's what we're going to do.
I totally agree, Scott. And I think if you're the kind of family that can sit there and listen to this sort of thing on the podcast, you are perfect for what we need for this feature.
Perfect. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We are always looking for more Where Do You Think They Were contestants. All right, Kelly, so do you have any idea?
I know my dad always jokes that it was his birthday present, so I'm dreading what he's going to come out with.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Birthday present.
So you were his present?
I assume so.
26 years ago.
Yeah.
And who are we speaking to today? Is it your dad who was giving the present or your mum who was receiving it?
Oh, this is already awful.
It is, yeah, it really is. So, yeah, you'll be speaking to my dad, Tim.
The giver of the present-ish.
He'll be known as the giver.
Okay. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Are you ready to tell the story in all its detail?
Definitely.
Where do you think they were? Next. Scott Mills. Okay, we're about to play Where Do You Think They Were? I am armed with the sexy music, Chris, if that was what you would like.
I've got a good feeling about today, Scott. Let's get the sexy music on.
All right. Tim, it's over to you.
Well, 1993, I have my birthday off wherever I am. I don't go to work. Same with my wife, Liz.
Every year?
I never go to work. Every year. don't go to work on my birthday or her birthday.
Always take a day off. It's like a tradition.
But that's a lovely idea, actually, because, well, that said, I quite like going into work on my birthday because it's nice to be surrounded by lots of people who want to enjoy it. But, and you know, you can always go out in the evening. Why do you like to make a whole day of it?
My birthday's on March the 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day. That's what we did. Because going out during the day, there's always something on in any of the pubs, restaurants, because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Well, it's going to become quite clear what you do with your days off, Tim, quite soon. All right, so we're in 1993. Tim's got the day off. What's happening?
So we went out, had a nice day, had a nice meal in a restaurant.
What had you eaten? Was it just a starter and a main?
During the day, we just went into a pub and just had a quick bite to eat. And when we got back in the evening...
Dessert.
Well, that came later. And in the evening, couldn't decide what we wanted. So big old romantic me, I said, we'll go and get a kebab.
Oh, lush. Oh, Kelly, this is really setting the tone, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Couple of bottles of wine later, decided to go into the living room, put the music on.
Oh, what music?
Well, we just put the radio on.
So Scott Mills was on.
Was he born?
Yes.
And first record that came on was Hot Chocolate. It started with a kiss.
Started with a kiss.
Hi, this is Scott on Radio 1.
It wasn't on.
This is Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing.
No, it started with a kiss.
Oh, sorry. Wrong one.
Any other songs on the radio, Tim, that you can remember from that time?
Yeah, it was Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Boom Shake the Room.
Oh, Kelly. Oh, no. Tick, 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 and then boom.
So what's going on at this point? The music's on. Have you eaten the food, or are you just
We'd eaten the food. The mood was flowing nicely.
So you've had your kebab.
The wine has been devoured.
Wine's on. And then what's next? Puddings?
Well, we decided to wait for pudding to start off with. Yep. I think we went straight into the hors d'oeuvres.
Oh. Okay.
And things moved on, apart from the kissing and a few other things.
Oh, here we go.
And we decided didn't like the settee.
Oh, Kelly, you okay?
No, I'm really not. I don't know if it's a laugh or cry.
Kelly, shall I play a song so you can process this info?
Yes, please. Yeah.
All right, I think he's about to go in.
Back with you. Back with you in a sec.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
All right, we've got Kelly on the line. We've had a song to process that, okay?
Yes, yes.
All right, so your dad's in the living room with your mum and they're moving now from the sofa. This is a moving situation.
Yeah, it feels like we're hitting a bit of pace here, Scott. So, sexy music, go!
Okay. Where are you now, Tim? I'm afraid to ask.
Kill me now.
The floor was too hard, so we thought there's a nice footstool behind us.
Not the footstool.
So you've left the sofa. Let me just paint the picture, Kelly, nice and clear for you. They've left the sofa. It would have been some hideous old looking thing, I imagine.
Like my dad.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Lovely, thank you.
But Tim, you've then ended up half on, half off to the hard floor. And then you've spotted the footstool there. So what do you say?
It'd be much better up here.
in exactly those tones.
In exactly those tones.
Hang on, what happened to dessert?
Oh. He's saving it, isn't he?
What are you having? Apple pie?
Spotted
dick. I can't remember.
Blancmange.
Trickle tart.
Profiteroles.
Jam roly-poly.
Donuts.
Something creamy.
Squirty cream.
Fudge. Pudding. All right, so hang on. So that, anyway, pudding's to come. You've suggested a move to the footstool, right?
I did.
So you've both ended up on or
on
around
the footstool.
Footstool.
Yeah.
Is that big enough for two?
It was a big footstool.
I was going to say, this is like a Titanic situation. Like,
you could lift it up and put things in it.
I'll never let go.
Yeah. He's just hanging on from below there. Yeah, Scott, this is such a beautiful image that you're painting here of Kelly's mother there on a footstool.
Yeah.
Tim being the Leonardo DiCaprio in the situation.
Yeah, I think it's time for Celine.
Oh, wonderful. Doo-doo-doo. This is wonderful, isn't it? A slightly more erotic Titanic.
But instead of a door, they're in a footstool.
Yeah.
Clinging on for dear life.
Oh. Jack. Tim. I see you. I feel you. I like the idea of this footstool slowly kind of moving across the living room. You know?
And Tim, at that moment, did you feel like you were king of the world?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's so matter-of-fact, Tim, isn't he? The way he answers these.
Yeah.
It's great.
King of the world.
Yeah, king of the world.
Jack.
Yeah. And it's a good job I'm not called Rose, really, isn't it?
I think you probably nearly were.
Is that where things ended, would you say?
It did.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Listen to Kelly there.
Yeah, and then that was me present, and then 8 months later, because she was just over 4 weeks early, and we were talking, and I worked it back, and it was my birthday.
So it was your birthday.
It's coming up to your birthday this Sunday, and I assume you'll be celebrating it, won't you?
I will.
On the furniture there?
I'm nearly 60, so I think the furniture's a bit... it out now for me. Okay. Be back or give way.
I'll be thinking of you on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, so will Kelly now.
Yeah.
Have you still got the footstool?
No, I'm afraid it broke.
Oh, no.
Kelly, it's all fine. It's done and you're a hero.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you so much for being on Where Do You Think They Were. It's all over now.
Thank goodness.
And how do you feel, please? Let me know on 81199. Scott Mills. Laura's just finished work. She's like, have I missed Shane Williams off rugby? No, that would be at 3. Earlier in the show, Kelly found out the exact details of where her mum and dad made her 26 years ago on Where Do You Think They Were. Tim, that's the dad, and Kelly's mum were finding the floor in the living room a bit too hard.
The floor was too hard, so we thought... there's a nice footstool behind us.
Yeah, so they're on a footstool and they're clinging onto it, like in the door at the end of Titanic.
This is wonderful, isn't it? A slightly more erotic Titanic.
But instead of a door, they're in a footstool.
Yeah.
Clinging on for dear life.
Jack. Tim.
I mean, if you put the radio on at that moment, you'd be like, what is going on? Carrie, how did Where Do You Think They Were make you feel today?
Well, it's magical, slightly uncomfortable, but drama, passion, had it all.
It literally had it all. And my favourite moment was this. Have you still got the footstool?
No, I'm afraid it broke.
Carrie, would you ever, ever, ever do Where Do You Think They Were?
Maybe. My birthday is coming up, so maybe my dad. I might have to have a little word.
There we are. Right? Be a hero. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Get your dad involved.
All right.
And if you need to kind of explain to him how it works, just play him this, but play him the podcast of Where Do You Think They Were, okay?
That's a really good idea, actually. It's good that they can hear how it works. Also, it doesn't even matter if it's your birthday or not. We'll take all the stories.
Yeah. Lisa, how did you find today's episode?
I was cringing so hard.
It was great, though, wasn't it?
But loving?
It was great, but awful.
Yeah, great and awful. Would you ever do it?
No, because I know how I was conceived and don't need to hear that story again.
Oh, you know already? Oh,
but we'd love to know.
But we've not heard it.
I was an accident.
Oh, another time, okay, another good. Time.
All right, email me. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Hello, Rory.
Hello.
You're not Rag and Bone Man, are you?
Unfortunately not, no.
No.
Why would he be Rag and Bone Man?
Because that's his name.
Is it?
Is that a trade secret that I've spilt?
There's so many of these, aren't there?
Oh, no. It's like when we all found out that Calvin Harris was called Adam.
Well, imagine, actually, that Giant, they said it was by Adam and Rory instead of the other one. Can we say that from now on, or would that just annoy a lot of people?
I don't know whether that's even out there as knowledge. I mean, it must be on the internet.
I didn't know that about Rory.
Yeah, Rory. Yes, he's a Rory. This Rory, what are you doing today?
I'm just decorating a house at the moment.
Okay, casual. Whereabouts is that?
In Leicestershire, near Lubbenham.
Oh, near Lubbenham. Are you going to be trying for big weekend tickets, Rory, or do you just live too far away?
I'll give it a go, but it depends on what time I finish work. I might just have to leave work a bit early.
Yeah, exactly. You got to think about this. You got to plan.
Loads of people are doing that. Loads of people are finishing early so they can be near their phone or computer at 5 p.m. or use your dad's iPad. Okay, here's what I've got for you today. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'm a touch the sky. It's Kanye West. Touch the Sky.
It's funny you've gone for this one because proper brassy, this, isn't it? And my banger choice today is proper brassy too. It's this.
Wow.
Yeah, random from me. I would say this is more of a Scott choice normally, but this is a banger. This is Justin Timberlake and Madonna. 4 minutes.
Totally forgot about that tune. Okay. Rory, over to you.
Well, I usually do go with Chris, but I'm a bit disappointed in the choice this time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rory. Sorry.
Not feeling Madonna.
I'm going to have to go with Scott. I got to testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'm a touch the sky. Got to testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
For the day I die, I'm a touch the sky. Radio 1's Life Hacks. We're back and we're joining forces with our fellow podcasters, James and Dan.
We've had loads of you getting in touch with our podcast, A Gay and a Non-Gay, asking for advice on consent in the LGBTQ+ community, depression, coming out. But we need an expert, so we hit up Life Hacks and Dr. Rada.
I'll be here to give medically sound info and advice on anything and everything. Nothing is off limits.
I slept with a guy last night, he did give me his number.
I'll leave that at your discretion. Okay.
Download the Life Hacks podcast now on BBC Sounds.
One. Shane Williams coming up. So people are concerned, and I am as well, that you don't fully understand what a sort of legend this guy is in sports, Scott.
Well, everyone's telling me.
Like one of the greats. And Alad's been on saying, for Scott to understand Shane Williams' true worldwide hero status, you've got to watch a video of him meeting a Japanese fan. Right? I don't actually know what this video is, but I think we should watch it in this next song. Because I think the buzz around Shane Williams, I'm trying to think what you can equate it to. It's like when certain people meet Shane Williams, it's like, oh, like...
Is it like meeting Lady Gaga?
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that, Scott. You're getting it now.
Okay, right. Shane Williams is coming up.
Scott Mills.
Okay, I get it now. Just watch this video of this Japanese fan meeting Shane Williams, rugby legend. And the guy, when he meets him, literally can't deal.
It's full hysteria, isn't it? He wants a signature first. Can't believe it. Gets a signature on the shirt.
You can see the panic on his face. He's like, oh, my God, I'm actually meeting him.
And then, obviously, you need a selfie then, don't you?
Yep.
Got the autograph.
Yep. But because he's so nervous that he's meeting his absolute hero, you know when you get all fumbly with your phone, you're like, yeah, okay, oh no, I can't work it. Oh no, I can't work the camera. Ah!
Fumbles with the phone, gets a selfie, then whips out the good quality camera.
Yes. You've got to. He's not going to get that chance again. At one point, Shane goes, chill out, mate.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon. Shane Williams, MBE.
Afternoon, Scott.
Absolute honour to have you on the show, Shane.
Pleasure, mate.
The record try scorer for Wales, Chris.
Shane, it's so good having you on. I don't want to dig out the calibre of guests that we've had on this show in the last couple of years, but to get someone like yourself on.
You're too kind, mate.
So, Shane, I'm coming to my first ever rugby match on Saturday.
Oh, good luck.
What do you mean?
No, look, I think if it's your first ever rugby match, the only problem is I don't know if it's going to get better after this. It's huge. This game on the weekend is massive. You're going to have a full capacity stadium, 74,000 crazy Welsh fans screaming. Oh, it's going to be amazing. You're going to absolutely love it.
Yeah,
that's it. It's a great sporting moment to be there, you know, and we're going to go on to Scott singing the anthem in a bit. But
do we have to keep saying that?
That's why we're all here. It's why, you know, Shane's heard about this and wanted to get involved. We had someone on earlier, Shane, who described you as the Jay-Z of Welsh rugby. Do you think that's a fair description?
Well, it's the first time I've been compared to Jay-Z, I've got to be honest with you. But
but you'll take it.
I'll take it. I don't know if I'm meant to be flattered, but I'll take that one.
Everyone's saying that it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. Why is it such a big game?
Well, it's a big game in the sense of the Six Nations, because Wales haven't lost a game yet. So if they win against Ireland, they win the championship, but they win the Grand Slam. To win the Grand Slam, you've got to win every match in the championship. So that's why it's such a big deal. If Wales lose, the likes of England and Ireland could overtake them and win it.
It will be one of the best atmospheres you've ever been in,
yeah.
Scott. And I'm counting Eurovision as well as that. I was trying to think of ways to compare it.
Wow.
That you'd really get.
As big as that?
The Eurovision final. Think of that, but think of it more intense, loud. And like it is this is why I'm so excited about this about Scott singing the anthem, Shane. Because Scott really wants to do this properly. He's decided to become a Wales fan for rugby. Great. He didn't really have any allegiances before. So what I like about Scott is when he gets his head onto something, when he wants to do it, he's going to do it properly. And that's what he wants to do with this anthem. So you've been there, Shane, at the Principality and other games where you've had to stand there and belt out the anthem and you can hear the whole crowd doing it. Do you want to just describe what that moment is like? Because it is one of the greatest sporting kind of moments, isn't it?
Yeah, it is without a shadow of a doubt. Look, when you get into the stadium and everyone starts cheering and the players come out for that anthem, it's just indescribable. The whole hairs on the back of your neck will stand up, and it doesn't matter whether you're Welsh or not. Mm. It's just probably the loudest experience you'll ever have. I suppose the quality of singing is close to the Eurovision Song Contest, but it doesn't matter, trust me. And you know, you're going to be sat next to grown men, 50, 60, 70 years of age, who are going to be bawling their eyes out, because it, you know, it just means a lot to the lads. It means a lot to the whole Welsh public, and not only for the anthem, but there's going to be singing from the first minute to the 80th minute, and it's such an experience, honestly.
Do I have to cry?
Well, if you're not crying, you probably stand out a little bit, and people will be questioning why you're not. So I'm a little tear wouldn't go amiss.
Sure,
you just got to give it everything, Scott.
I can do that.
Yeah, and what I would suggest is that you do either get a shirt or a jacket or at least a scarf so you can blend in with the other crazy Welsh fans.
Shane, you're going to love this. I've already sorted, thanks to a nice Welsh man that works here, a top and a scarf.
Wow.
Shane, are you okay to wait there? I just need a bit more advice on like stuff to say in the crowd and that, all right?
No worries, mate.
Wait there. Scott Mills. So I'm talking to Shane Williams. Shane, what can I say on Saturday to really kind of fit in at the rugby?
Button, mate, is a good one.
Sure, okay.
You're going to the game today, but... that was a good tackle, wasn't it, mate? And trust me, Shun Mai is a good one, because everyone's going to be saying it all day. Everyone's so friendly. But, I think, you know, anything. And just... just blend in.
I think sometimes I see this in the pub, but this is an easy cheat. If the ball goes high, Scott, just shout mark, and it makes it sound roughly like you're, at some points you'll get it right.
Who's mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It's slightly more complicated.
What I would suggest as well is every time you feel your lip either, you know, not with it, or you feel a little bit out of place, just go, Wales, and then... 74,000 people will also start copying you. So,
yes.
And feel the power
trust
of that.
Me,
what's
it
if,
will,
I just
honestly,
go, if I go,
yeah.
Wales, 74,000 other people will do that too?
Trust me, that'll happen. That'll happen.
This is so good.
Shane, I know it's a very proud moment singing the anthem and Scott's going to be belting it out. I thought what would be interesting though is, you know, arguably one of Wales' greatest ever rugby players. Can you just describe what it's like when the camera kind of pans in front of you? Because do you, you must be looking at the camera and then knowing that you are singing to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who are watching you do the anthem. Does that get a bit intimidating?
It does when you haven't got a good voice, because they can also hear your voice on there. But look, it's the start of the game, and as soon as the anthem's going, we've been singing it as youngsters from primary school, so we all know it. We all know what it means to the country and Wales. But you kind of wait for the camera to get to you, and then you see the players. Some of them, they grab their jersey, they start to cry, they bawl their eyes out. Some of it's put on, trust me, I can assure you. But but for me, it was, you know, I just knew the camera was there. I was just hoping it would pan off me as quick as possible, just in case I forgot any of the words. But look, you'll find out on Saturday, trust me, what it means. You start off by saying, "My hen lad van Hadai, na noily me." Yeah?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, and the chorus is pretty much glad, glad. And if you forget the words, just keep going, glad,
sure,
glad. And that's what a lot of people do, and you'll get away with it.
There you go. That's Scott Mills there singing with Shane Williams.
Indeed, that just happened.
So, Shane, Scott, he's going to sing the national anthem, the Welsh national anthem, at the end of the show.
Right.
Do you mind just hanging around a little bit, and then maybe you could introduce him?
It'll be an honour, lads.
Scott Mills.
The Royal Welsh Band have just tweeted me, so I look forward to hearing your singing. As with all Welsh Rugby Union home games, we're providing the pre-match music and anthem, so effectively we're your backing band.
Amazing.
What?
Listen, I hope the camera pans to you when you're singing it. That would be good too. Also, little treat for you.
I'm really high up. You won't see me.
No, it'll be one of those where it shakes when it sees you, because they've had to zoom in so far. Listen, I want you to go on Five Live before the game.
Yeah.
No, it's happening. We've put a word in. So Five Live before the game, Chappers is on.
Oh, I remember him.
He would very much like to speak to you about all of this.
Mark Chapman.
It's going to be
the one that went to the toilet and never came back.
Yeah. He wants you on his show. Think about it.
Are you for real?
Yeah, it's happening, mate.
Scott Mills.
Shane Williams, hello.
Hello.
It's come down to this.
Yes. Sure. Well, Shane, thanks for hanging around for this. So Scott is going to see out the show now by performing the Welsh National Anthem, his new favourite rugby team. I think this could be a real moment, and I hope he doesn't let you down, Shane.
Hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Chris, are you ready?
I'm more than ready for this, boys.
Shane, take it away.
Right, to finish the show, this is Radio 1. You're listening to Scott Mills singing the Welsh National Anthem.
My hand God van hard iron, honor me, glad bad cantor yon hen wog yon o
We're back Monday, 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Subscribe to this podcast on BBC Sounds.
Scott Mills.